I plop down in the chair beside her workstation. Swiveling side to side in an extra hairdresser's chair, I watch her take the final snips of Becca Snowden's long chestnut hair. "Bet you look so good as a redhead, Elin," Lindsay gushes, ignoring my empty threat. "A crimson would make those green eyes of yours pop. Just let me."
"Oh, you would look so great with a little red," Becca chimes in.
"I'll keep basic variations of my dishwater blonde, thank you," I reply. "Pretty sure my kindergarten class might freak out if I showed up with something new." Lindsay laughs, her voice trickling across blown, the salon she'd opened up a few years ago. Her blue eyes twinkle in the way they do when someone is living the life of their dreams, when everything is just the way it should be. It's an amazing feeling that I can remember well, if distantly. I let the chair come to a rest, my playful energy now falling with Becca's hair. Lindsay makes small talk with Becca as she removes the cape and leads her to the cash register in front, light shining in the windows from a beautiful fall afternoon. The city square in Jackson, Indiana, population 6,000, is bustling outside. "I'm gonna run to the fountain and grab a drink," Becca says, digging through her purse. "Do you want me to bring you guys anything?"
"No, but I think I'll walk over there and grab a bump when I leave here," I say.
Damn, I love those things.